the richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to cheat and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there, because of capitalist greed. Revolution seems to be the only place. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them meet and things go the people way, one day them dead and them not dead. But when them meet and things go the people way, one day them dead and them not dead.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information, Christian ambassador for the Rastafari movement. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. This recording date, Sunday, June the 9th, 2013. So, analyzing the political situation, the Bilderbergs are raising up Petraeus to help in this coup, fostering of a coup, the use of scandals and leaks to force Obama to go all out in warfare, bloodshed, killing, with American soldiers, troops, boots on the ground in Syria. Thus far, Obama refusing to go that far, but we know, having gone far enough, using CIA, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. This is the Zbigniew Brzezinski philosophy. And so, recall now, in 2012, Mitt Romney, running for the presidency, Mitt Romney was the one chosen by the Bilderberg. Mitt Romney, along with Petraeus, according to Webster Tarpley, tried to administer a coup then during the election by the setting up. Remember, at that time, General Petraeus was the head of the CIA. And during that time, recall Christopher Stevens and that terrible tragedy of his assassination. Christopher Stevens working on behalf of the State Department, right? Working to do what? You see, the State Department is nothing but another wing of the CIA. These embassies, they're nothing but wings and outsourcing buildings of the CIA that the CIA can spy and do devilment, wickedness, and evil. Christopher Stevens was working to help the wicked operation going on in Syria. Christopher Stevens was meeting with Turkish officials. There's Turkey. Meeting with Turkish officials. Meeting with the heads of Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra. Funneling mercenaries, killers, warmongers, bloodshedders through Syria or from Benghazi through Turkey into Syria to kill poor working class masses of the people in Syria and overthrow the Assad government in Syria. And so this CIA hit on Christopher Stevens. You see, right next to where Christopher Stevens was stationed was a CIA building, which this building had CIA troops, people, persons who could have been at the ready to defend Christopher Stevens if they had received the call from General Petraeus, head of the CIA, Petraeus. But they never received the call, and I believe they were called off. InfoWars, Alex Jones, revealed that some of the CIA agents were called off, and I believe one of them was killed along the way later, because this fella who was one of the CIA agents who may have wanted to help knew too much, killed. See, it doesn't pay to work for the CIA. It doesn't pay to work for the FBI. The House of Rothschild, after they were done with Hitler, they got rid of Hitler. What makes you think you're safe? When they were done with Mussolini, they got rid of Mussolini. What makes you think that you're safe? Don't work for the CIA. Don't work for CIA affiliates and CIA friends and agents and whatnot. So, Christopher Stevens assassinated, and then there was a meeting between the CIA agents and officers, and the majority of them understood that this was a terrorist act committed by either Al-Qaeda or Al-Nusra. But General Petraeus said, no, this has to do with the movie denigrating Prophet Muhammad and the demonstrators and demonstrations demonstrating against such movie that denigrated Prophet Muhammad, when the reality was this was a terrorist act committed by Al-Nusra, Al-Qaeda, CIA operation, and General Hamm and others who were in charge of CIA forces and special ops forces that could have saved Christopher Stevens were called off. So you saw Obama tap Petraeus, tap Hamm, and tap others and move them out of positions through using sex scandals against them. You see, it's the lack of international morality, the lack of God goddess morality, the lack of universal righteous morality, all of this wickedness, infighting, philosophies fighting against one another. Republicans and the Bilderbergs and that crowd want to just kill, 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 kill. Zbigniew Brzezinski, Democrats, Obama administration, say, we won't kill like that. We'll use drones and Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra. All of it devilment. But see, these philosophies and these peoples who run these philosophies, working against each other, rooting out each other, infighting and squabbling, House of Rothschild sitting back, orchestrating the whole thing, keeping the bloodshed going, keeping the immorality going. You understand, sisters and brothers? And so this was used to try to have a coup against Obama during the run-up for the presidency in 2012. And don't think that strange that Mitt Romney would be chosen by the Bilderbergs and Petraeus chosen by the Bilderbergs. Remember in 2008 when Barack Obama was running with Hillary Clinton or against Hillary Clinton, and they ceased campaigning for a night and presented themselves to the House of Rothschilds and the Bilderbergs. They attended the Bilderberg meeting, and the Bilderbergs chose Obama at that time because Obama served their interest at that time. They loved Obama then, but now they want another tactic, another way of furthering their wicked agenda, but all of them will be defeated. We are on the side of international morality. Let's bear down on Obama for a second. President Barack Obama, his motivation, what's moving him? What's causing him to move? Robert McGovern, former CIA analyst, he has been hard on the Obama administration, rightfully so, criticizing the warfare, the bloodshed, Guantanamo Bay, escalation of war, the NSA, National Security Authorization Act, which gives the president, whether Republican or Democrat, the right to kill or jail anyone on the face of the planet if he deems they are a terrorist. You know we don't agree with that. Robert McGovern called Obama a wuss and said he was disappointed in Obama and the Obama administration. He wrote an article on it. And he began to write another article and say, this is McGovern talking. He's trying to figure out why Obama is doing what he's doing. Why is he becoming such a disappointment to all who claim to be progressives and want to see progressive president, progressive actions, no more warfare, no more bloodshed, close down Guantanamo Bay. And so he said he was in contact with someone who was in on a meeting with Obama or between Obama and certain progressives, the progressive community, some of the progressive community. And the progressive community was saying to Obama, man, you are such a big disappointment. Why won't you stand up and be strong? I would say, I would use the words, for freedom, justice, and equality. Why is it that you are weak on progressive issues? What's wrong with you, man? Why won't you stand up, stand up, stand up? And Obama got irritated, upset, and said to them, according to this source of McGovern, do you not remember the assassination of Martin Luther King? Wow, isn't that interesting? And so McGovern is now saying, well, maybe Obama is afraid of the CIA and is doing certain things and not being as strong as he should. And maybe it is appearing that Obama is a disappointment because he's so afraid of the CIA. Now, this is interesting. We have to ask ourselves, is this a real concern of Obama? Or is this a fictitious narrative to get into the minds of the progressive community and let and influence the progressive community to let Obama off the hook? Remember, Obama volunteered his services to the Bilderberg. He's not averse to warfare and bloodshed. He's not averse to assassinations and drones and so on and so forth. He's not averse to Al-Qaeda and Al-Nusra. The Obama administration and Britain and Israel and Saudi Arabia and Qatar, they are all financing and arming Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra to do their wicked bloodshed for them, outsourcing warfare and bloodshed to mercenaries. So, come on now, let's think. Was this just something to get into the minds? Or is it real? Now, my brain went to Kennedy. See, even if you do half good, somewhat good, somewhat less evil, these wicked demons may yet not be satisfied with your services. They want Petraeus. They wanted Mitt Romney. They don't want Obama anymore. He volunteered to punk out for them and is now paying the price for it. We want no more assassinations of presidents. That is terrible to a nation. We don't want to see assassinations overseas. We don't want to see it here in the borders of the United States of North America either. I want to see this man, Barack Obama, escape the presidency with his life and his children and wife with their lives as well. But I don't want to see the presidency used to destroy my sisters and brothers all over the earth who are poor working class people. But Kennedy, remember Kennedy? Remember Haile Selassie was talking about how the government was making moves to squash racism and those types of things in the United States of North America? Do you think the CIA was happy? Do you think the FBI was happy? Do you think the House of Rothschilds was happy? Kennedy was doing wickedness and wickedness and wickedness and wickedness, supporting CIA operations in Congo to overthrow, kill, assassinate Lumumba. Did the same in Korea. Did the same, tried in Cuba over and over, trying to assassinate Castro. But then he began to kind of look like to de-escalate the war, kind of look like he may want to have friendship with Cuba, maybe want to cease trying to assassinate Castro. Because of that Bay of Pigs fiasco, the CIA tried to force Kennedy to send what? American boots and troops on the ground into Cuba to overthrow Castro. Kennedy refused to support the CIA operation, it fell, disintegrated, and dissipated. Dissipated, and the CIA was angry at Kennedy for not fully supporting the Bay of Pigs operation. And so he was also, Kennedy, doing some things as it concerns monetary policy, breaking up the dollar some type of way, trying to hamstring the Federal Reserve. And one of my Rastafari brothers online began to talk about how Haile Selassie had given advice to Kennedy concerning the monetary situation and the Federal Reserve, if my memory serves me correctly. But the CIA was angry at Kennedy for these actions, and many believe this drove the CIA to assassinate Kennedy. Is that what Obama's looking at? I want Obama to escape with his life. I really do. And thinking of Nixon again, the FBI and the CIA. Remember now, Nixon had some things to do with the Bay of Pigs operation. George Herbert Walker Bush serves as the head of the CIA in 1976. But we know that his whole political life is tied to working for intelligence, working for the CIA. Therefore, his name is on the CIA building, George Herbert Walker Bush, and his political career, pulled along by his ties with the CIA and intelligence agencies, he and Nixon having knowledge of each other as to where each other was during the Bay of Pigs fiasco. And from what I understand from Webster Tarpley, and I can't remember the name of this fellow who did a book on Bush, the Bush family of secrets, CIA, so on and so forth. I may try to put it in my summary page, book on Bush family secrets. But Nixon was trying to use the FBI to spy on the CIA to get at records about concerning the Bay of Pigs fiasco for his own personal reasons, to keep certain information to himself. This whole plot was sprung, and then Nixon is made to look more evil than any other evil president. Nixon did no better or worse than any other president, did the same thing that other presidents did, but he's lifted up as being more evil than all of them when all of them have done the same evil. And so his administration was cut short because George Herbert Walker Bush, former head of the CIA, at that time he was not head of the CIA, he was in the Nixon administration serving some little duty. He might have been an ambassador to China at that time. He was serving in some capacity, but yet working for CIA intelligence, getting wind of Nixon using the FBI to spy on the CIA. Then the forces worked together to cut off the Nixon presidency and cut off his career and force Nixon to resign. That was a coup. That was a coup orchestrated by the intelligence agencies, CIA, House of Rothschild, so on and so forth. That's what Obama is looking at, trying to squash certain fires going on. But we have international morality. We love the Most High, and we stand against warfare and bloodshed, whether it is American troops and boots and soldiers on the ground, or whether it is drone warfare, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra. We say, Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I, we are the might and power and glory of the Holy Trinity. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus, the movement of Jah people.